This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Guys, I'm tired
today. We were all doing a big yawn.
We did a big yawn. I actually just said after today's show, I was just like, I wonder if in a couple of years' time, will I look back on this go, every single time I did one of those shows, I was wrecked afterwards. Because like, as soon as you go home, you're like, gone.
And you also don't want to talk to anyone.
Because you give so much energy.
You feel like, you do give a lot of energy.
Like, it's now 10 past 10. Most people who've just arrived in work have probably said two words so far today. Mm. Yeah. I've probably done general.
I was thinking that this morning when Fiona came in and I started talking to you about something. And I was like, you couldn't pay me to have done that a couple of years ago.
Having
like,
a conversation at 6 p.m.
At half nine. Do you know what I mean? Like, even then, like, I don't know what we were talking about, but I just remember being like, God, am I a morning person?
See,
now?
Usually I'm like, I wouldn't start talking to Dave about something because I'm like, I don't think he wants
to. Do you know what I am now?
Do you know what I mean?
I'm now a morning person. I'm not an afternoon person, but then I come back alive in the evening.
So do I.
Yeah, afternoon's when I have my best sleeps. Sorry,
afternoon is where I'm really cranky.
Yeah, I know it's unrelatable if it's a 9-to-5er.
For you listening, would you like a new character unlocked? Vic, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Vic. Hello. Bring yourself over to the microphone.
Vic is just here in studio for the day. And Vic, this is where you give us compliments. How did you think our show went? What are your notes like? What are your thoughts?
Show us your notes, Vic.
I've made lots and lots.
Right. What are your thoughts on our show?
Do a compliment sandwich. So you have to say a positive thing and then say what you really thought. And then
a little bit of a negative and then a positive again. Yeah.
Okay. I like the relaxed atmosphere of the show.
That is a backhand compliment. I do not like that at all.
Be relaxed.
It's actually not. It's actually not.
I feel like it is.
You're taking it that way because you're overly sensitive.
Oh, yeah. That's not a backhanded compliment. That's just backhanded.
The compliment sandwich comes. You're overly sensitive. Grow the fuck up, Dave.
Okay.
I like all the talk about food.
Okay.
We also talk a lot about food.
Oh, yeah. Vic works on a breakfast show in Cork, by the way. Cork.
Yes.
Red FM.
Have you heard of Cork? They don't mention it much, the people who are from there. Not very proud.
That's right. You mean the real capital, so
yes.
So we talked about food in the context of sausages today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Domino's.
Sausages and pubs.
Yes.
Always we don't good. Ever, to be fair, we never mention pubs.
Oh, really?
No, it's like an alcohol thing we're not allowed to talk about.
Oh, right.
Always drink responsibly. Because we're a youth music brand.
Oh, we do. I suppose we'd say I was out in the pub or whatever. But
yeah, have a drink, but we can't say like a pint of Guinness, right?
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't talk about alcohol, but you can talk about the pubs. What else would I say? I like the rapport. I'm just giving you loads of compliments.
Yes, please. Okay. Please
say the bad thing. We don't mind. And we won't look at
I'll
you while you
eyes.
Say it.
I'll
want.
Close my eyes because I can't. I wouldn't be able to take it.
Okay.
So go on.
I'm actually not being a swat here, but I don't think there was much bad stuff.
Stuff?
No. I think you've got a really nice.
I've asked her to give
do
us
you think
a,
I smell
a criticism.
Like
and as soon as I was like, please tell me something bad about the show. And then as soon as she started speaking, I nearly got sick. I was like, don't
Vic
you.
Did
I
call Dave sensitive, though.
Which is, to be fair, 100% fair enough.
No, you called me musky and damp.
Yeah, but when in actual fact it's me.
You listening? Coming up. And not damp in the way like, oh, she's a little
she's a little damp, yo, she is.
No. She smells damp. Because she's too busy.
Let's just leave this here for
see
now.
Ya.
Good morning.
What's happening? How are we? If everyone just could make sure and kick off the show by texting 087-711-1038 and tell Fiona she has lovely new hair.
I was like, you better be saying that. Otherwise, you're...
We're all in trouble because no one noticed she got a little bit of a cut off.
And I got long layers and I got a toner put in.
I can see the toner now.
Thank you.
Oh, shut up.
Thank
no, you can't.
It's just the lighting in here. It's hard.
That's what it does.
Could you just give us a twirl?
Yeah.
Thanks.
This is
wow,
gonna be,
she's
this
giving
gonna be
a twirl.
It's going to be really good for radio.
Oh, would you look at those long layers. Now, Fiona, I would say in total, you got half an inch off your hair. So
that's
I
not
think
what it's about. It's about the journey. I'm out of breath from doing the turn.
In the defense of...
She's pregnant. She's not that bad.
I can't breathe.
In the defense of the lads in the room, it must be said.
So what did you get done? You got a little bit off and you got... I think you got...
I'm not liking where a little bit keeps coming from.
Fiona.
I got a bit off.
It looks like the exact same length.
It looks like the exact same length. But you got something done. Obviously, you got it coloured, but...
I got it coloured and I got some long layers.
You're the woman. Long
I don't know what that means.
Well, like
layers
just so
that are long.
So it's a bit less blocky looking at the bottom.
Right.
Because obviously we've been hearing a lot about
Dave's plan to get his hair cut. And of course, that's what we all have to centre our lives
every
around.
Every 2 weeks.
And then Callum comes in and says, oh, I really need a haircut. And I was like, I'm being pranked if no one is going to compliment my hair right now.
You know, like, and I bet you went home and Dwayne was like, and did everyone like your new hair?
I got about a foot taken off my hair last year.
Stop talking about it.
And like, I more or less got a bob after having hair down to my bum.
A lob.
And no one noticed.
So that, Fiona, is what happens when you work with these men.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. Just gone 7:10. Hello.
Coming up at around 8:10, then we play the Tricky 10. Your chance to win a branded fuzzy charged snooty. Last of two, I want to say. So if you want to play this morning, all you got to do, Tricky in a WhatsApp right now, 087-711-1038.
Sorry, it's actually lousy that you're talking about cozy snooties when we had to leave the house in that weather
this
morning.
That was awful.
I know.
That was one of the...
biblical.
It was sick.
I've never, and I wouldn't ever have done it, but my... devil on my shoulder as soon as I woke up was, I'd say you're a bit sick, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, bit feeling low. A tickle. Yeah. Feeling a tickle in the throat. Best not infect the rest of the team.
She probably said, you know what, I have to come in because Dave's probably called in sick.
As soon as I heard the wind doing the whistle, I was like, Jesus, I'd hate now for us not to go anywhere near Fiona today. If I sneeze,
gotta protect
she's pregnant.
Her. Yeah, no, she's no, pregnant. I better... But,
I did wake up
for the week.
I did wake up, listen to that weather, open the curtain, see it, and I was like, well, to be honest, I can't wait to go in and just constantly describe this weather as biblical.
I'm loving biblical. That's
so
great.
This is officially, we have a name for this weather now. It feels like this storm has been around for what, a week at this stage, but no, technically this storm has landed. Storm Chandra.
Yeah.
Has this been Chandra all along?
Chandra.
Chandra. It only arrived yesterday.
Okay, so the rest has just been random rain working off its own back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I feel like this has been going on for about 2 weeks
now.
Yeah,
it's been absolutely
I think the
horrendous.
Same thing happened last year and we said the same thing. Like, I've never seen something like this before. But do you remember, like, we stayed in, like, a hotel before work?
Yeah.
Because they were like, we need to be
but
safe,
you know,
for
what?
The storm. So it was the same.
I always thought that, like, these storm names would come in on the back of, like, extreme wind, as in a tree might land on your car and kill you.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of water on the roads. It is very dangerous. But, like, it's not that windy.
Yeah.
It sounds windier than it actually is. I was actually driving in this morning and really surprised, living in the area forever. The road between Knockgrove and the Yellow House could be sorted at this point, but if you live in that area, it's completely closed.
There you go now. There you go.
One of our lads from work, his house is flooded.
Yeah,
so maybe
nuts.
It's more the flood warning and the aquaplaning that can happen on the motorway.
Ah, fantastic.
Be careful.
Screw that. No aquaplaning.
You can lose control of your vehicle.
So no cruise control this morning.
Yeah, because I think it's like when the car is not like connected with the road because it's so wet that you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then you take off into the sky.
That's scary as it gets.
Don't mansplain aquaplaning to me.
I know an aquaplane.
I know I see one. But the other thing that no one warned me about when I was getting a dog this time last year was, you know, the way Storm Chandra and all will be around and it'll rain for like 2 weeks straight in January. Do you know that you still have to go and walk the dog when that happens?
You get a treadmill or something.
I really think if anybody is thinking about getting a dog and you want like a little guide of things that no one really tells you, just things to remember. Like storms and like having to walk in them.
Now, walking the dog is kind of something people would know it's
what weirdo is going, yeah, I'm getting a dog, and you're going, well, have you thought about the storms?
Have you thought about you have to walk it? What?
No, I mean walk it
in a storm
despite the weather.
Yeah, no, that's tough.
This weather's been around for 2 weeks. Did you go out in that yesterday?
God, no.
I was thinking.
But my dog's very lazy. No, she just didn't go. She's grand, she's very lazy. Played with some toys. It's fine. She's happy out. She's a lazy girl. Guys, I'll take her out today if anyone, DSPCA, calls me up. You cannot get her out in this rain. I have about 8 coats on her in this weather. And then I take her out and she like blinks her eyes and looks like she's been abused and abandoned. So it's honestly better off keeping her inside.
Yeah, no, I went for the stroll last night. The wind was coming sideways and upwards and sideways and backwards. And he was loving every second of it. And I literally set a timer on my phone. So I was like, this lad is getting 30 minutes to the second. And we're going back in. And 32 minutes I did, and I felt like such a legend. Jack came home and I was like, do you know, I was out in that for 32 minutes. He was like, yeah, I went out in it this morning with him.
And he probably said,
oh, so you'd already been out
at like 6 a.m.
Oh, for God's sake.
And he said, that's biblical.
It's Robert Grayson home on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Before 8 o'clock, we made some damning allegations about our producer Callum yesterday in the room. On the back of a conversation after 9 o'clock we had about Robert Pattinson saying that he no longer smells like crayons. We kind of accused our producer Callum of knowing how we smell individually and decided to sleep in certain t-shirts last night.
We didn't accuse him. I think we just said, I wonder would he? We're not like you. You can smell us. You know what we smell like.
We accused him that he would go straight for the pits of the t-shirts and smell them.
We didn't paint him in the nicest light, let's be fair. No. So we've all slept in t-shirts, brought them in. Callum will be blindfolded and sniffing the pits before 8 o'clock this morning.
Lucky
stick around
you,
for that.
Callum.
It's going to be nasty if you're into that type of thing. For now. So I'm obviously going on maternity leave soon. And I intend to finish the show the same way I started it, talking about the NCT, which I feel like has been a really consistent theme for me on the show. My NCT is overdue. I was meant to do it in December. It's happening this Friday. And it's very important for me to do, because I was telling you, maybe only in the pod, or I don't know if I said it on the show, I have to sell my car and buy like a mom car now.
You have a lot going on, Fiona.
Yeah, that I can like put, like, because I have just a little two-door Golf, so I need something that I can like hoof the baby seat in and out of. So I'm buying,
you were going to say hoof the baby.
Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah, in and out of. So I'm buying my mother's old car and trying to sell mine. And my dad's been saying, make
never
sure,
buy your mother's car.
Why?
It should always be
think?
The other way. No, your mother should buy your car to be a little bit cooler and younger.
Really?
Never buy the mother's car.
She's gotten herself a Volvo now. She's mom final boss. And like every time we see a Volvo, she's like, there's my twin now. And I'm like, oh, you're a slap. But so my dad's been saying, take that car down to our local mechanic. Let's call him Bob. He lives near me. And he's like, take that down to Bob now. See how much you can get for it, or see if Bob knows anyone who might buy it. Because Bob actually sold me the car. So right. I'm like, Grant, he's involved with the car.
Full circle.
And I've just been quite busy recently. Just had a few bits on, so I haven't had the chance to go to Bob. And my dad keeps ringing and texting, being like, did you go to Bob yet? Or worst of all, saying, what did Bob say?
Oh, no.
When he knows I haven't gone to Bob. You know what I mean? So the other day he rang and he was like, you're probably not going to go to Bob, are you? And I was like, yeah, I will. I've just had a bit on. I've been busy. And he was like, no, because I was thinking I could bring the car down to Bob.
Oh, that's
and I was
nice.
Like, well, then, yeah, I actually, no, I probably won't make it down. Maybe, like, it's like I've gone on strike and not done the task so that he will do it for me. He's retired, so it's Grant, and he loves cars.
And you've
stuff.
Taken to the bed.
So. I haven't had time to take to the bed, really. Like, there's been loads of other stuff happening. But so, basically, he took the car down to Bob and it transpired. This is what happens when you let your dad do work, like stuff that's involved in your personal life. He took the car to Bob and he was like, Bob said, do you go for your car services somewhere else? Not with him.
No.
And I was like, no. And he was like, because Bob said you haven't taken the car for a service in 2 years. And I was like, well, no, I haven't had the car serviced in 2 years. And he was like, you haven't had the car serviced in 2 years. And I was like, I get the NCT. Now, this is something that, like, this is a hill that I'll die on. Why do we have to get the car serviced if we get the NCT and the NCT tells us what's wrong with it anyway? Can I?
Okay,
can
that's
I
a really
ask?
Good, that's
no,
a good shout.
Can I say something? I'm getting the notification of you need to get your car serviced. And I was like, just pass an NCT though.
Do you know what I mean? Why do we have to do both? It's a money making racket. It's big car.
It's big car.
It's big car. Trying to get us to spend more.
That's my new favourite joke. You just pick a random word and feel like, that's big car.
I'm serious though.
That's big car.
What
that
is a service? What happens?
No, like, do you know what? You're actually, I've never thought of it that way. I think a service. Service is just more to guilt you into going to the mechanic to be
yeah.
like, it's like if you have a bit of spare time, it's like, right, I might as well go to the mechanic because I need a service. So, yeah. So I know mechanics are going to be listening going, oh, you need a service because of this, this and this. We don't.
We don't. It's optional. I treat it as optional and I'm fine.
The oil myself.
Yeah, I know how to do all that stuff as
the
well.
The only thing is that if you were to sell the car,
it has to be serviced.
Yeah, someone will be like, what's the story with the servicing? And
yeah.
They'll be like, if you say, I haven't got a service in 2 years, they'll be like, I'm not buying that car.
Well, now I am going to service it because Bob rat me out to my dad. There. So I have to.
How but often yeah. are you advised to? Once a year?
Is it once a year? Do
I
we
think
know?
It's a certain amount of kilometres.
See, the problem I have is this, right? It's never just a service.
there's always something wrong with
it. Always something. And you're like, was that necessary now, Bob?
Yeah. You gave it a shake around when you put it up on the stilts.
That's why you get
that
a reliable...
Was fine when I dropped it in.
A reliable mechanic and a second opinion.
No, Bob is very good. But I just think, yeah, I'm not happy.
Bob sounds a little bit like a cowboy to me.
Bob is a builder. Can he fix it? Yes, he can. And that's...
I prefer the other joke.
Big car.
That's Big Bob.
Big Bob. Don't trust him.
Olivia Dean, this is Baby Steps. Now it's Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. It is just coming up on 7:30.
I was telling you there, my mechanic ratted me out to my dad that I haven't been for a service in about 2 years. But I was saying, what's the point in getting a service when you're going for the NCT and the NCT tells you what's wrong with it anyway?
You get
those bits fixed. Mm. So what's the issue?
But then I suppose I'm with you because I got an NCT and I got through it recently and I thought, well, that's everything done.
My car is perfect.
Why is my car telling me it needs a service? I'm like, you just went through the NCT, love. Calm down.
Just find out how to reset that yourself.
George was in touch. As we take care of ourselves, we should look after the vehicle you drive periodically.
In fairness,
well,
George,
I
don't take care of myself. So.
That's true.
I'm in rag order.
Ali in touch as well. As a mechanic, this is not going down well. Get your car serviced, guys.
Or what?
Boring.
Can I just say? Or what? What'll happen?
Yeah, so, Ali, can you fight me?
No, like, don't, Ali. Thank you so much. Forget that.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Okay, you know the crack. It's horrible. Storm Chandra is here, wet and windy for the day. A yellow weather warning's in place until 11 o'clock tonight. It is truly Le Pits. Let's see what the story is on the roads. Alex.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I'm at a really bad...
So now, it must be said, we've got some very... serious business to attend to on this morning show. Yesterday it was after 9 o'clock. You might have missed it if you're an early bird at this time. But we discussed a trending story in the news that Robert Pattinson has come out in defence of himself, saying he no longer smells like crayons. Okay,
weird thing to say without context, but we respect you, Rob.
We do. Apparently, he was told several times over the years that there's a stink of crayon off him, which means that he probably smells kind of waxy.
Waxy, yeah.
But that's his like natural scent. That's what he's been told he smells like. He smells like his natural scent is like crayons.
Kind of, it's giving crayon.
Yeah. Could be worse. It totally could be worse. And then we got into a discussion on the show yesterday about like your own personal smell and how like when we were in secondary school, for example, we obviously all had the same pea jumpers or what have you. And like me and the girls would know which is ours. We'd be like, have a little sniff, be like, yep, that's yours. You just know someone's like family.
I wouldn't
scent.
As I said, I wouldn't know my own smell, but I'd know other people's. I'd smell that and go, no, that's not mine, that's yours, Carl.
Yeah.
Or I'd smell that and go, that's your... Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like if you're really close to people though, you'd probably know like that smells like her house.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know when you used to go visit like your friends' houses?
They'd all have a different smell. Yeah.
Exactly. And you'd always be really paranoid what your house smells
so
like.
I'm so paranoid. I'm like, does mine smell like dog? Like, do I have nose blindness kind of
this
house?
For next week. I'll go to your gaff, I'll smell
Please
it, and I'll
do.
Give you the absolute honest truth.
Thank you. I need someone to be honest with
I'd
me.
I'd appreciate the same. I ask Emer every time she visits. I'm like, does it smell like dog in here? No, but I will say, I remember as a kid, like, being so paranoid and really hoping that my house smelled nice.
Yeah.
And then wondering, when you meet someone and start your own family, then the whole smell changes,
yeah,
and your smells combined, and then that's your house smell, and it's all a bit weird.
So
anyway,
true.
We got into this conversation and we started getting kind of derogatory towards producer Callum. What's new? Kind of accusing him of being able to like sniffing us all the time and knowing our personal sense.
We just said, I wonder, could you? But like, if you're around us all the time, so we were never like, you know what we'd smell like. That'd be a really weird thing to accuse
when
someone
we arrive in every morning. Callum gives us like a sniff and says, yeah, all above.
So we just said we were curious whether he would be able to, given that he's around
us
all the time.
What came derogatory was, of course, is going, ah, you'd love that now, smelling our pits. Do you know what I mean? So that kind of happened too. So we're going to put it to the test this morning, and myself, Dave, and Fiona all put on t-shirts and went to bed in these t-shirts last night. We have them with us in studio.
I texted the lads last night, being like, "Don't forget your t-shirts." And Fiona was like, "I thought that was a joke."
No, I thought the sleeping in it was a joke. I had the t-shirt like ready to go for the morning, but I forgot that we actually had to sleep in it.
Fiona
I was,
got changed last night to put on the t-shirt.
I did.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever done.
So Callum's about to leave the room, and right now we're going to present him with one t-shirt when he comes back in blindfolded, okay? Just to give you an idea of exactly what was set up in yesterday's show.
So tomorrow's show, we all bring in a white t-shirt and Callum has to say whose white t-shirt it is.
That's a great
just by smelling it.
Oh my God, that's interesting.
And we have to sleep in it tonight, so it gets real smelly.
Oh my God, we're stanking.
Yeah, I don't want Callum to know what I smell like when I'm asleep.
You okay, can Callum, see why I thought that bit was a joke.
Callum, you leave the room, get your blindfold on, and among us here, we will.
Maybe don't get the blindfold on yet.
Yeah,
sit down first.
You get in.
Yeah.
Okay, so first.
Close that.
Guys, between the three of us, whose t-shirt should
we
present
first? Can I just say
first?
That I really want to find out if I smell. So can I you do
you
mine
go
first?
Is
that okay?
I feel like he's going to know yours because a boy's smell is different.
So hold on.
Oh, wait. No.
So turn around and we'll put some with
So go down to a guy. Fiona presented to him or whatever.
Okay Grant.
Right. Okay, Callum, wait. Come back in.
Oh, he can't hear. Hold on. I'll get
Wait.
Yeah, come on in.
Wait.
Okay, close your eyes, producer Callum. He is being presented with a shirt. He's got his blindfold on, and it's up to him now to tell us if what he's smelling smells like Dave, Emma, or Fiona. Have a go.
Be descriptive.
I feel like you're going to tickle me or something.
Okay, he's sniffing.
Give it a little sniff there.
Oh, it smells a bit musty.
I knew someone was going to smell musty.
It has damp smell on it.
Damp.
Yeah, as in like it's been washed. It smells clean, but it also feels like it's been out and left to dry and not fully dried properly.
I'm gonna give you a bit of a pit.
Oh, yeah, give me a pit.
No, there's a pit.
Emma, that's sick.
It's the same smell. There's no BO there. So this is a clean person, but maybe hasn't had time to dry too well, and I think that is Fiona's shirt.
Ah! What?
You're a busy woman.
You think I'm musty and damp? Sorry.
You know Fiona Frawley? She's awful musty and damp, isn't she?
What? Leave it on the blindfold.
To be fair, it was any point in the blindfold. Have a look at the T-shirt, see if you can tell whose T-shirt it is.
Oh, there's a little radio thing, like a microphone on it. It's a large climate neutral shirt. Is it yours, Dave?
It's mine.
We can reveal. Shirt number one was actually Dave's shirt. Now, Fiona, it's good to know that on the record, you are musty and damp.
Guys, do I smell damp in
Does
here?
Does that smell musty?
I don't know, it just smells like me. That's what it smells like. I just smell myself.
All right.
Apparently.
Two more to go. Hang on. We'll be back after Benson Boone, Mr. Electric Blue on Spin.
He was a stranger. He walked in looking for danger. When he stares at you, he can change.
It's good, isn't it? You know it already. I hadn't heard it before.
Coming up right. 10 to 8, you're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
And very serious business as per usual on this morning's show. Yesterday we were discussing Robert Pattinson, who did an interview recently where he claims he no longer smells like crayons, which kind of made us all aware of the fact that at one point apparently he did smell like crayons. Yes. Got into a conversation with our producer Callum, and we were talking about how we all have our own scent, blah blah blah. And this morning on the show we have all brought in t-shirts. Now we're going to fold all of these t-shirts up now so he won't know anything about different sizings or different. I think they're all kind of cottony t-shirts, and we all slept in these t-shirts last night purposefully. And Callum this morning is going to try and distinguish if he can figure out, based on like we've not worn deodorant or perfume, this is just kind of based on our own scent, if he can have a sniff and figure us out. So he's blindfolded at the moment. Three t-shirts are presenting in front of him now, and let's see if we can put this to the test. Because basically when
I'm the left there, Callum, because there's one that's the left ear, the middle ear, and the right ear.
Is this the left one?
That's the left one.
Okay.
In secondary school, we could distinguish each other's uniforms based on smelling the me and the girls. So I wonder if this still lasts.
Well, right, I've already deeply offended Fiona because I said that her shirt smells most. This is a very heavy shirt. Okay.
It's a good smell there, Callum.
Yeah,
it is a good smell. And you're smelling the pit there.
Went straight
for
the pit there.
This is so clean.
This
smells like it hasn't been worn. Okay.
Someone in the room is feeling very proud of themselves with that assessment.
I think that one is Emma Nolan.
Okay,
ooh,
interesting.
Number one is Emma Nolan. This is number two. This is Musty shirt again. I can tell just
old Must Bucket is back.
The other one could be Musty too.
I still think this is Fiona. No, I'm joking. No, that's Musty Dave.
Okay.
Okay, you've got Dave locked in.
And then number three. Well, then, by general rule of thumb, this has to be Fiona. Oh, this smells so fragrant. No, I'm going to change it. That's Emma.
Really? Yeah,
not saying... Really? No, I'm not dragging you, saying that you don't smell fragrant.
You've already done it. You've already done it. There's nothing worse you can say to me.
So you're changing.
I think number three is Emma, number two is Dave, and number one is Fiona.
Okay, I will say on number one...
Yeah.
On number
Fiona.
Two...
Yeah!
I really don't like this. The two user. Oh, this is so clean. Oh, this is so fresh.
Yeah, that, it's like Dave, that ad. Stink. It's like that ad when you, the guy gets into the like bed outside and he's like, "You're not getting this back." And it's like they're like showing how fresh the fabric softener is.
Yeah, Emma, I'm taking the shirt home with me.
Really, this is not good.
Give me a sniff of them now.
But boys smell different. They do.
Dave, I do remember at one point on the show you did ask.
Oh, whose is that?
Fiona's. That's mine.
That smells class.
Thanks.
Well, that apparently doesn't smell that good.
Really?
Yeah.
Emma smells of perfume.
Oh, that does smell good.
Give
there.
Me Emma's.
And if you want to smell our shirts, just message us shirt to 087 711 1038.
Yeah, that's mine.
That's lovely.
It's not musty, Callum.
Let's have yours again. Sorry, I really threw that hard.
I just have to say, at one point on the show,
it's not musty, but I think it smells like boy.
Okay.
Dave asked why his clothes smell. And we were like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, you're washing your clothes, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And we learned that Dave sometimes leaves his clothes sitting in the washing machine without taking them out for hours on end.
I forget about them.
Do you know what's a hack, actually, for if you do leave them in for a while? When you take them out, you have to give them a shake.
Ah, thank you.
And that, like,
Fiona just did a shake action there.
I'll try and do it on the mic.
Oh, very good.
We all feel like we're at home with our mothers.
That will get a bit of damp out of it.
Thank you very much.
Because I worry about damp smells as
well. For more tips with Mammy Fiona Frawley next week on the show.
It's Tate McRae. This is Nobody's Girl. It's Spin. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it is Miserable.
It is Miserable, and I did something bad last night.
Ooh.
I did something bad.
Come on.
So, right, have you seen, you know Emma Doran, who's performed at our stand-up night before Christmas?
She's a comedian extraordinaire,
and she does very funny videos on the Instagram and all, and she had a video.
That's mad, isn't it?
That's mad, isn't it? And she had a video up the other day about, like, if one of you in a couple is brave enough to ask for a takeaway, the other has to support.
I was going to say yes to you when you said I did something bold.
You knew,
like,
it was a takeaway.
I haven't heard about a Fiona midweek takeaway in a while.
This was crazy, right? So me and Dwayne went to the shop yesterday after I got home from work.
That
and
is
I was
crazy.
Like, that's whoa. And I was like, let's think about what we want for dinner now, because we're not going back out to the shop again because it's rotten out. So I was like, I'll make some sort of pesto pasta situation. Lovely. Got a bit of pesto, got a bit of spinach, whatever. And then in the evening, he FaceTimes me from upstairs because he's too lazy to come down. And he was like, I want a takeaway. And I was had Emma Doran's video in my mind. I was like, you have to be supportive if someone asks for a takeaway. So I was like, what? Oh, okay. And
are
she
you
said,
not currently cooking?
Well, yeah, no, I actually had the pots and pans out, and
okay,
I had
so
the kettle boiled, like, about, but I hadn't, like, hot water hadn't touched the pan yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, it's not enough to say, what takeaway do you want? You have to then suggest what the takeaway is to show that you're invested. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise you're putting it back on them. So I was like, okay, well. And she says, it doesn't matter if you get it wrong, just once you've suggested something. Because then she can go back and say, no, chipper, or whatever. But I was like, okay, Domino's? And he was like, eh. And I was like, all right, well, then what do you want? Like, chipper or what? Like, I'm not probably getting a Chinese on a Monday. It just feels too crazy. But yeah, we got Domino's anyway. I had to put the pots and pans away.
I cannot fathom doing that on a Monday.
It felt wrong.
Monday is January 1st.
No,
it's September 1st. It's the start of the world. And you're choosing to go downhill for
it
the rest of the week.
Crazy.
I respect it so
I'm so
much.
Sorry, lads, but when I'm 8 months pregnant, I'm doing whatever the hell I
Dwayne is eight
it
months
was
pregnant.
Dwayne's idea. And then he hit me with the, after this, I'll be good for the week. So I'm like, well, now I can't say no. I have to support your journey towards health.
Your number one hit music station. Tricky, tricky,
tricky. All right, here we go. It's a new day. New
it's
energy.
A new dawn.
It's a new day.
It's a new life for me.
And for whoever we have on to play.
Who
and
is?
I'm feeling good.
I think Sandra's feeling good this morning. No, sorry, it's Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
I'm great, thank you.
Sharon, so Little Birdie told me that you have played the Tricky 10 recently.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, but I done dreadful.
How much did you get?
I think I only got four. I think every answer was a guess.
Oh,
I didn't
get
a clue.
This was the
every
day.
Single answer was a guess, and you still got four. That's pretty good.
That's true. You got through this morning, and I think as well, Dave and Fiona were both off that day, so it was just me with you. Do you remember? So maybe it was me. Not maybe yet. I was a bad omen.
It probably was.
And you still called me Sandra back then as well.
I did.
Consistency is key here at Fully Charged.
So, okay, so you've asked specifically for Fiona to ask your questions
Thank
this
you.
Week. Now, was there something wrong with the way Emma Nolan asked your questions, Sharon?
Well, I didn't have any luck with her, so I thought I'd change it this time around.
Dead right, Sharon. And can I ask, whereabouts in Dublin are you? And like, what are the roads and everything like out where you are this morning with the storm and all?
I'm in Ballymun. I haven't been out yet, but I'll be heading out now in the next 20 minutes. But I'm standing here looking out the window and it's just
dreadful. And do you have to go out, Sharon, or can you?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
And Sharon, last question, just for absolute research purposes, you haven't left the house. What are you listening to us on? Is it one of those Alexas? Is it one of those FM radios? What is it?
It's an FM radio.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a dinosaur.
No, I love that, Sharon. I have one myself. I have that myself.
They're the best, and they'll never let you down.
They will never let you down.
The last thing standing when the earth collapses are
FM
radios.
They won't be spying on you, harvesting your data or anything weird
yeah,
like
exactly.
that.
All right, Sharon, let's play the tricky 10 and hopefully get you this fuzzy charge duty if you get top of the leaderboard.
Now, you know the drill. 55 seconds about to go on the clock, Sharon, and we're about to ask you 10 questions. Each answer will be a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, maybe give it a guess or just take a beat before you give an answer as well in case it comes to you. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you will get that brand new fuzzy charge snooty. You're the first time we've noticed someone come on to play this twice. We really want you to get the fuzzy charge snooty, okay? You deserve it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Aw, thank you.
Are you ready to go, Sharon?
Yep.
All right, Fiona's going to ask your questions. The best of luck.
Best of luck. Are you ready?
I'll go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The word dangerous contains how many letters?
Eight.
Michael Gambon starred as Dumbledore in how many Harry Potter films?
Oh God. Three.
In Roman numerals, which number is X?
X.
Seven.
Five.
X. St. Anne's Park falls under which Dublin postal district?
Oh God. Five.
How many people make up the Irish band Kingfisher?
Three.
How many points do you get for a touchdown and conversion kick in NFL?
Oh, my Lord. Two.
April is what number month of the year?
Four.
Yay. The TV character Doctor Who has how many hearts?
What?
One.
Questions. Yes, we will feed that.
Sharon,
back to
I
HQ.
Think there is a possibility that you might have done worse than the last.
Sharon, that was one of my favourite games of the Tricky 10 ever.
When would four go? Four! Yes!
I got one right! Yay!
Let's check it.
Let's have a listen.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Score a 3, Sharon. Unbelievable. In fairness, you only got through 8 questions.
I think, Sharon, if you want to have a word with anyone this morning, it should be producer Colin.
Don't worry about it. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Do you want it's hard to get through all 10 when you're giving it so much pizzazz and razzle dazzle with you're feedbacking how bad the questions are live. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, that's true. And you can't hear the next question. Right, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. The word dangerous contains how many letters? You said 8. The answer is 9. Michael Gambon starred as Dumbledore. And how many Harry Potter films? You said 3. The answer is 6. In Roman numerals, which number is X? It is 10, not 7. How many points do you get for a touchdown and a conversion kick in the NFL? You said 2. The answer is 7. And the TV character Doctor Who has how many hearts? You said 1. The answer was 2. It'd be a very funny question. It would be funny to be like tomorrow, how many hearts does George Clooney
have? Complete red
like,
hair.
Just,
just the one.
Oh my God, keep doing it. How many lungs does Britney Spears have?
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that. All right. Well, Sharon, I hope you had fun, did you?
I did. Thanks so
That's
much.
All
great day
as well.
Sharon,
so
keep
good.
Playing. Do you want to come on again tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Mind yourself. Have a good day.
See you, Sharon.
Right. So have much, a great Sharon. Day, lads. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Love
okay.
Sharon.
So good.
The best. the best. And if I call her Sandra one more time, I swear to God.
That's tradition.
If there were enough
stage.
Mistakes happening, I like don't worry about it, to be honest.
Do you ever feel like someone just gives you a vibe of a
gives
different
name? Gives you
Sandra,
name? Yeah.
See, Sharon needs to come on now and I'll ask her questions and we will kill it together.
She needs to come on... That's not my name. And see if you guess Sandra.
Right, if you want to play tomorrow, it is the word tricky in a WhatsApp. That's how you tell us you want to get involved. 087 711 1038. Sure, look, if you were on already, Sharon's after getting through again. So see how you go. One of the last two Fuzzy Charge Snooties could be yours in a couple of days' time. So tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 to get on.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, my dad is incapable, I've discovered now for once for all, I've always thought of, but now I know, of just chilling out, right?
Yes.
So my dad's one of these people that, like, when you go down to visit, you know, he keeps the place real spick and span. He always did, I suppose.
What, in your gaff, like when he
yeah, growing up, like, he'd always be following you around the Hoover kind of
really?
Thing. Oh, he's one of them?
Yeah, no, he is. And if he's not ironing, he's cooking dinner. If he's not cooking dinner, he's doing the garden. If he's not doing the garden, he's walking the dog. Like, he needs jobs, you know.
This is an energy I just can't
what
relate
is with
to
the,
at all.
Either. I just don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It is like, an older person thing, though.
But no, he was always, I was just literally just about to say, when he was working full-time in the guards, he was the exact same. He'd come in,
never
have
sit
a dinner.
Down.
And
no, but what I mean by an older person thing, I mean it's a generational thing.
Oh,
I think it's
okay,
like they
yeah,
just
yeah.
They never sat still because they always had to work with us. We have it very easy.
We do. Oh, we live the life of Ryan.
But I know even like when we go off on holidays to Spain or if I join them, he will take his time to chill out.
Yeah.
But straight away he'll be like, I think those bins need to go out, don't they? Or like there's just always something. Anyway,
I can't have that energy around.
No.
And I think as well, he struggles a lot in, like, say, for example, weather like this, because he'd always be out doing something with the garden or whatever,
yeah,
right? So I was like, when the weather was so bad, I was thinking of them the last few days going, this is perfect time for all of them, but especially for my dad, because he's over New Zealand at the moment on, like, this trip of a lifetime. You know,
yeah,
we've never been outside Europe. My brother's in Australia. So they're doing this big, big trip. They've been gone there for a couple of weeks and they're going to be gone to, like, the end of February. So off with them. And I mentioned that they're staying in New Zealand at the moment. My mom has a cousin who lives out in New Zealand, like, married out there with kids and everything. And they seem to have some, I don't know them very well myself, but they seem to have some kind of a farm situation going on. I think that the daughter's big into show jumping and has a horse and
right,
blah, blah. But then they also run some kind of a farm of sorts.
They've
and
got
there's
some
like,
land.
They've
some
got
property.
Like some sheep. And
relatable.
Yeah. Different world.
Different
kind
world.
Of, I suppose to what we're used to here. But yeah, they have alpacas and sheep and
wow,
all the rest. So they're staying there for a few days before they head up to the North or South Island. So I don't know which one they're on. But in the last few days, here's just some of the jobs he has got himself involved in that I've seen in the family WhatsApp group.
Oh my God.
They have an arena over there, isn't a horse riding arena.
Whoa.
I know, relatable.
What is going
yeah,
on with
relatable.
Like a medieval restaurant
yeah,
in America.
And he's been out there on some kind of piece of machinery, levelling the arena, as in getting
Stop.
Rid of the bumps.
All I'm thinking of is like the Colosseum.
I'm dying. Like, I'll just give that arena a quick level for you.
Arrives in the Colosseum and he's like... I'll tie that up now. That's not looking well.
It's a bit crumbling up there. No worries. Do you have a ladder?
Half the thing's gone. Put a roof on it.
It's in rag order, it is.
Scooping up all the horse crap. My mum be sending videos being like, morning, guys. Here we are now. Another beautiful day in New Zealand. And I'm just having my morning coffee. And I think today we're going to go here and explore this. And then she just pans the camera and she's like, oh, and there's dad. He's cutting the grass. Oh.
Sorry, these are your relations. And
mom's cousin.
And he's cutting their grass.
And he's over there cutting the grass. And I have no doubt in my mind that he said... Sure, I'll give the grass a go. I don't know these people very, very well. They're my mom's cousins, but it looks like they've acres. I'd say that cutting that grass is a whole day task.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
Can't imagine ever asking a guest. I know they probably didn't ask, but like allowing a guest to cut the grass would be an absolute no.
Yeah.
I remember we went to our cousins once in Cork, right? And they made us do the dishwasher. We have not stopped talking about it as a family since. That was about 20 years ago.
I swear to God, he's now feeding the alpacas in the evening and the horses in the morning,
what?
Going out with feed for the horses. I said, any plans for like the next few days? What's your plan? You know, are you getting out of there and moving on? Yeah, but we're going to do a big barbecue to say thanks for having us. So dad's going into town to talk to the butcher.
Thanks for having us. You did all the work. You were the farmer for a week.
Jim.
Dad's heading off into town to get the butchers to sort the barbecue for the weekend. I would say by tonight, dad, mom will pan, being like, look at their lovely kitchen. There's dad doing the ironing.
Oh, is your mom God. Raging? Like, is she like, can we go on holidays?
Yeah,
like,
on minimum wage.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Had some hard-hitting journalism mm-hmm. on the show. And that is, do they do sausages in the pub? In your local for
very
free.
Very important.
Now, I know this is like kind of a bizarre question, but there is a reason for it. I was talking to someone who works in the building about being a little bit older and going to the local. And
Dave, you're literally 30.
I know, but like I'm still older than I was. Do you know what I mean? 10 years ago.
That's true.
And I say, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I'm getting a little bit older now. I like going to the pub and just I'll watch a match and I'll have a drink and I'll go home. And that's what, you know. And he said, oh, I'm the same. I'm getting to that age now where I'm just timing the sausages. And I just went, oh, yeah.
yeah,
you only want the conversation to be ended.
Yeah.
So you just went, yeah.
And but then something new.
And then I just went, what? No, hold on. I need to follow up on that because has he had a stroke? What's going on there? So he goes, yeah. And I was like, so what do you mean? Like, and he was like, the sausages, like when they bring the sausages around, you know, say around tea time, they bring the sausages out. And I was like, have you ordered sausages? He's like, no, the pub will provide sausages. So around tea time so that you'll stay in the pub another drink or two and eat your sausages. They'll come around with basket sausages. Sure, like that would only cost them like £2 or something.
Yeah, and then it's like you've had your dinner, you can stay longer.
And I was like, sorry, I've never in my entire life. And he was like, it's not just a Dublin thing. He was like, because his local is in Dalkey. Okay. And I was just like, that's mental. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I've been in pubs all down the country that have done this. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious on 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome. And that number again is 087 711 1038. Is this a thing in your local? Do they do sausages? Because I've never heard of this in the pub, but I did work in a place once that had a casino in it.
Yeah.
And like you'd have to bring like ice cream and like drinks and stuff down to the people in the casino and they'd be given that for free.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And we keep them gambling. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I'm curious, is it the same in the pub, but so, in your local? Because I've never in my life heard of this.
Yeah.
And I want to go to those places in Dublin that do sausages. Well, they're my favourite things in the world.
On a weekend to where my parents live with me, it's so fun. But the local pub there, they would do that. It wouldn't be sausages. Maybe, again, I'm only there every once in a while with my dad. But yeah, they'd go in and like air fryer up like chips and goujons or whatever and put them out in little baskets and just hand them around tables for people.
If someone came in along and did that to me in the pub, I'd be like, I didn't order goujons. Anything. What are you doing?
I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely lovely. And some people, and some of the locals say this is such a small community, some like the real like older men will kind of not be relying on it, but expecting it.
Yeah, what your man said. He said he was time and he just waits for the sausages to come out. And I was like, what the hell are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I'm surprised he's saying it and his locals in Dublin, in Dalkey, because I think, I've definitely heard
thing?
Of it in the country.
I've never
But I haven't heard of it happening.
You see, maybe it's more of a thing amongst the pubs that don't already serve food. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
That's it. Yeah, of
like,
course.
For example, this pub, and I think they used to do food years ago, so there's like some kind of a kitchen element and they have some kind of like cutlery and stuff around for people, but like they don't make their money on food.
Okay.
You know, they make their money on the bar.
Yeah, of course.
So if they're doing the weekly shop, it's like, go and grab a 20 goujons there, so we'll throw them out tomorrow.
That's
night.
Nuts, yeah. Like, I think. Oh, well, listen, I want to know if it's just a country thing or is it in your local pub in Dublin or the surrounding areas.
Or is it just a Dalkey thing? Maybe
please.
It's just a Dalkey thing.
Yeah, please let us know.
Are the sausages organic?
If there's somewhere where the people need free food, it's Dalkey.
Yeah, famously people are crying out for an L sausage.
So if this happens in your local, please let me know. I want to go to that local. I won't embarrass you or anything.
Now, there's a niche that TikTok hasn't done yet. Reviewing the free food.
The free food in pubs. 087-711-103. Does your local do sausages? Please let me know.
And if it's a no, it's a no. Maybe we'll just do a general consensus kind of thing.
Is it a no? Have you heard of this? Do you know this? Let me know. This is one of the most important things I've ever done on the show. I'm curious, does your local pub give you free sausages at around tea time? And you fully well know that it's to keep you in the pub, but the pub do this thing where it's like, no, we're just doing that because we like you. But no, that's so you stay there. I'm curious, is this a thing? I was talking to my friend the other day in work and he was just like, oh yeah, I just wait for the sausages to come out. And I was like, what in God's name are you talking about? Say more right now. And so he did. And I was like, I've learned that even in Dalkey and down the country, some pubs at around tea time want to keep you in the pub, so they will give you free sausages. I think this is an amazing invention, but I have never in my life heard of it. Yeah. So I'm curious on 087 711 103. Sausages in your local? Do they do it?
I have experienced this, and it's a great thrill in my dad's local in Waterford, but never in Dublin.
No, me neither.
So
in Dublin.
What time around?
Like, honestly, probably like 8, 9.
8 or 9.
Yeah, like late enough.
So you're holding out. You're holding out strong. You've missed dinner time.
Well, I don't know. I've noticed it around that time. Maybe it's for the people who've come in at like 6 or 7 after work. And yeah, it's like they can either come in for 1 or 2 or they're going for their dinner. Or they can
they can commit to the night.
This is
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And every day.
I'm not sure every day, but I've been there on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday on different occasions. And the odd day I might have some annual leave during the week. And yeah, I think I've noticed it every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
A few texts coming in. Luke said, I've heard of this before but never witnessed it. So I love the way it's like an elusive thing.
Yeah.
Like the abominable snowman or whatever, or the Loch Ness monster. The pubs offer salty food and sausages to keep people in and get them to buy
more drinks. Yeah, that's clever, like.
But like, I mean, is there anything better than a like basket of sausages coming towards you?
Amazing. Did I tell you about the finger buffet that was there on New Year's Eve in the local pub, in my parents' local pub? A full bloody buffet for completely free. I name it.
They're just doing it better in the country. Like, what are we doing here?
Cheese boards, sandwiches, pizzas, sausage rolls.
And I bet you a pint costs about 7 cents.
Yeah.
Fiver.
Ridiculous.
Sylvia, our local pub in Swords, used to do it years ago at 6 o'clock every evening. They didn't have a menu, but they'd serve sausages and chicken wings. They don't do it anymore because they serve food now. You see, COVID could have been the death of a lot of this, because if people did start to... otherwise, it's like, well, you can just order from the menu till 9.
Mm. Yeah. And if places do food, you wouldn't bother. Megan, the Grange in Dean's Grange, excellent carvery there, by the way, can I say. Used to do it when I worked there every Friday after work time, cocktail sausages with extra salt to make them thirsty.
People nice and thirsty. Oh, there you go.
God, okay. The Grange, Dean's Grange is my new local, apparently.
Do you go there for a carvery?
I will.
Well, I don't know if they still do the sausages now.
I'll be going for the sausages. We've just been talking about sausages in the pub. Some pubs give you free sausages just for being there. They sound fantastic. Mm. So far, we only know of one, the Grange and Dean's Grange. Mm-hmm. I just really want sausages now.
Mm, I do. Specifically cocktail sausages, specifically served in a basket.
I was in the shop the other day and I was just like, right, I was doing the big shop. I was like, I'll be a little bit healthier this week. I had a bad week last week. I was going to get turkey sausages instead.
Oh, I know.
Scanned the thing and it was like, you know, to be like, is this healthy or not? Yeah. And it was like, no, it's not that good for you, mate. And I was like, what's the point? I'll just get normal crap sausages.
Scan the thing. What's the app you use for that?
It's called Yuka. Y-U-K-A.
I've seen that. Sponsored loads on Instagram. Is that decent?
Yeah, I really like it. I really like it.
So it tells you how processed the food is.
Until you scan something that you really like and it's like 0 out of 100. This is terrible for you. And you're like, shut
up. You're like, I pretend I do not see it.
I'm blind.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning. Hello. How's it going? It's just after 9 on one of the most miserable days we've had in a while.
I love it though. I'm kind of like, last night I was listening to it on the windows and I was like, this is fantastic.
No, it is.
Go on, say what it is.
Rain on the windows?
No, say your favourite thing.
It is biblical.
Whoa,
out there.
It is.
Biblical.
It is.
It's grim. Do you know what I was just thinking there? Just ran to the loo and I don't know what came over me. Mm-hmm. But I just thought, maybe tonight's the night I go to see Hamnet.
Oh yeah,
might be nice on a rainy evening.
I wouldn't
evening.
Be leaving the house.
I've been thinking that the whole time. I'm like, when am I going to be emotionally ready? You have to really big yourself up.
You see,
to
at
see
the moment,
it.
Your hormones are all over the gaff.
Your hormones.
Your hormones
are everywhere.
For God's sake,
pick up your hormones there.
He's shaking your hormones all over everyone.
I've been trying to time up my viewing of Hamnet with my cycle.
With your hormones.
Oh my God. Do you know everyone has a really gnarly period this time around? And I've just been seeing it so much on Instagram. Everyone's like, oh my God, like I'm in bits, like over my period. Mm. And apparently, because you're so out of routine over Christmas and you're eating different and you're going out and everything's messed up, then when your January period comes around, you're really in bits.
Oh God,
so
okay.
So if anyone's struggling with that right now, that's why.
I was hoping that I would go on like PMS time, which would be probably this weekend. Oh, I'd like
is
to go tonight
it,
though.
Is that quite a personal thing, this?
PMS? No.
No, just like your cycle. Now everyone in Dublin knows your cycle.
That's no problem.
Is that okay?
It's fine.
What if someone meets you in the shop like in a month and be like, meh? Nearly your time there, Em.
Pick up some tampons.
I go, thanks for being so understanding of why I'm very irritable today. Can I skip you in the queue, please?
I would be like, that's a little bit personal now for me.
Well, I hope once Fiona pops the baby out, we'll sync up.
Oh God, we will. If someone mentions period, I get mine. So yeah, we will. 100%.
Emma, can I give you the cinema listings for Nutties today?
Yeah, please talk about that.
What's going on for Nutties?
So there's Hamnet is on at 8:20 in the evening.
Oh, any earlier?
5:20.
Oh. Yeah, that's your favourite.
Or 2:20.
No, 2:20 is too early. You can't be too.
No, I think that's lovely.
I think that's beautiful. I could have the
No, because you go to 2:20, then you come out of the cinema and you still have the whole day.
Yeah, just go
well,
home and chill.
I'd be wrecked. No,
you
no,
just particularly have the place all to yourself because Nutgrove Avenue is completely flooded, so no one can get there.
Yeah, but you'll have to swim
oh my god,
there.
Take a kayak down. It'd be gorgeous.
Surprisingly, there's because they have sofas in the Nutgrove Cinema. I've just had a look. About 15 of them are already booked. Imagine. What are you to be doing at 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon?
They're taking the day off, as is their right.
It's your unemployed friend on a
Chandra
Tuesday.
No, do you know what they are doing? They're working from home, Callum, and that's their right. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Thank God.
Now, we had a bit of a disaster on this last week. Great topic, but very difficult.
So difficult.
It was really hard.
It was basically like, name the biggest artist. We named all of them, and it was like, wrong.
Not them. Not them. The other ones.
We were looking for like the most featured artists on like the Now album over the years. Anyway, it didn't go very well, but an interesting topic nonetheless. This one, I think, this week, and I know it's easy for me to say when I have it all in front of me, but I think this could be the week that you don't need any help from anybody listening.
Hey.
But look, how this works is on Top 10 Tuesday.
We've only ever done that once, haven't we?
Yeah, with the letters, I think it was.
Yes, most
commonly used letters.
Dave and Fiona have three lives each, and they're going to take turns to try and complete the top 10 list. They'll get a point for each correct answer, but they'll lose a life for something that doesn't make it into the top 10 list. Now, this is where you listening come in. If they struggle to fill out the top 10, we're going to throw it out to you listening. 087 711 1038. If you complete the gaps, you'll win your way to the cinema. Simple as
that. The cinema.
The cinema. And obviously, it's a very good day to be going to the cinema. So,
it is.
This week, we're looking for the first full-time judges on the X Factor UK. When we say full time, we mean an actual judge, not like a guest judge for like the day or whatever.
Oh my god, was there 10?
So yeah,
on
there
X
was
Factor.
Actually much more than 10, and this is just X Factor UK. I think what will get tricky naturally is the fact that X Factor fell off in terms of viewership. And
yeah,
it was still going for quite some time after its prime.
This. Yeah, same.
I think you could as well. So just in case you didn't catch that, we're looking for the first full time judges on the X Factor UK. Do you want to kick it off, David Hammond?
Yeah, let's go with Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, from 2004 to 2010, and again then from 2014 to 2018. Correct. He is number one on the list, by the way.
Go on, Simon. Okay, I will go for Louis Walsh.
Number three on the list, 2004, 2014, and then 2016 to 2017, Fiona.
I'll go with Sharon Osbourne, please.
Then again, well done, number two, 2004 to 2007, and then 2013, and then again from 2016 to 2017.
What about Tulisa, the female boss?
She did less time than you'd think, but still, she's at number seven, 2011 to 2012.
I would like to go with Danny Minogue, please.
Yeah.
Danny Minogue's at 40, 2007 to 2010.
What's his name? Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow's there, Fee. Number six, he was a full-time judge on X Factor between 2011 and 2013.
I will go with Katy Perry.
On the UK one?
Yeah, Katy Perry.
On the UK one?
She was the one who put Niall Horan through.
On the UK one?
On the UK one.
Don't do it. I told you.
She was not a judge.
Don't do
that.
She was a guest judge. Guest.
Guest. She was a guest.
All right, feedback to you.
Oh my God, of course.
Oh my God. How did I forget about Cheryl Cole?
Yeah, Cheryl Cole.
She's at number five, 2008 to 2010, and then 2014 to 2015. You have together already completed the full top seven that we're looking for, so well done. Will we go through them?
Who was Cheryl there? She five?
She's at five. So Simon Cowell, number one. Number two, Sharon Osbourne. Number three, Louis Walsh. Four is Danny Minogue. Five is Cheryl. Six is Gary Barlow. And I apologise that you actually didn't get to seven, you got to six.
And we have...
Yeah, we got seven.
Did we get...
Simon, Sharon, Louis, Danny, Cheryl, Gary, Tulisa.
Sorry,
Tulisa.
My bad. And seven.
Female boss.
So we're missing three.
Wait. Oh...
I just remember a guy, and I'm...
I think you have the wrong idea in your head if we put One Direction together. Just saying.
Katy Perry was there for Niall Horan's. She was the one who put him through.
Okay, I thought you meant to actually put the pictures together and said this is our band.
No, but thank you. Fantastic clue. Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah. Number nine. She was there 2012 to 2013.
Yes,
and then again
she was.
From 2016 to 2017. You're only missing two of the top 10, guys. Come on.
Now I'm thinking of people who were definitely just guests.
This might be the time when we stopped watching. That's the problem.
Oh, right. Okay, so we're verging into more modern territory.
can we confer?
If you want.
Yeah, because we play this our own way.
Rylan?
Oh, would he have been a guest, though, or would he have been...
Or Shane Ward.
Were they judges?
I don't know. I just remember a guy who looked like Shane Ward.
That's I'm so thinking of Natalie Imbruglia, because remember those girls?
Yeah.
Who are saw you. Can I just
That's
ask?
That's Britain's Got Talent.
But she... Oh, sorry. Okay. Right. Oh. Okay, right. I'm going to say Rylan, yeah, but I don't know. Rylan. Can I say Rylan?
You can, of course, but you're wrong.
All right.
Right, let's go Shane Ward.
You are wrong.
These are hard now.
Yeah, they are hard. You did really well. Do you want to bow?
I'm going to say Natalie Imbruglia, but I know she wasn't. Wait, no, I don't say that. Wait, there was another man. Oh, Will I Am. Oh, no, he did the voice. Oh, shut up. No, I'm out. Sorry.
Let's throw it out to you listening then on 087 711 103. We are looking for the first full-time judges, the first 10 full-time judges on the X Factor UK. Already completed. Simon Cowell, Sharon Osbourne, Louis Walsh, Danny Minogue, Cheryl, Gary Barlow to Lisa. We're looking for number 8 at the moment. Number 9 is Nicole Scherzinger, which is amazing how like later she comes
up. Yeah.
And then number 10 still empty as well. We're looking for number 8 and number 10. Can you help us out this morning? If you can, you'll win yourself some IMC Cinema passes.
I'm fuming.
I'm raging, but I think if anyone can get them, I'm impressed.
That's impressive, yeah.
Mm. You could be off to the cinema. Maybe you want to go see Hamnet on a rainy day today as well. So get in touch with your guesses on 087 711 1038. We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. This week is great. Dave and Fiona absolutely flew through it, but we do
Thank
have
you.
A few gaps to fill. But we're looking for the first 10 full-time judges on the X Factor UK. Together, Dave and Fiona have completed 8 out of 10, with number 1 being Simon Cowell, 2 being Sharon Osbourne, 3 being Louis Walsh, 4 Danny Minogue, 5 Cheryl, 6 is Gary Barlow, 7 to Lisa, and number 9 Nicole Scherzinger. But that's where we're stuck. Still looking for number 8.
I'm racking my brain for the last 4 minutes. I cannot think.
Mm. And also then looking, of course, for number 10. Romy is there. She thinks she can help us. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Grand. All right, Romy, can you complete this list for us? Who are we missing?
I think you're missing Mel B.
Mel B.
Spice
she
Girls.
Did.
I think she did. I think she's right.
Oh.
I can reveal. She's number 10.
Oh!
Well, I wouldn't have caught that.
Nice one, Romy.
She was a full-time judge in 2014 on X Factor. Romy, well done. We've one more to fill at number 8. Any ideas?
Oh, I feel like it could be Niall Horan, but I could be wrong.
Niall Horan.
I don't think it's Niall Horan.
No, he was on The Voice.
The Voice.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, see, it's tricky then. Well
Romy,
done,
nice
though,
one,
Romy.
Though.
That was really good.
We'll send you an IMC Cinema Pass.
We'll send you a couple.
We'll send you two.
I don't have you going on
Good
here.
Luck, Romy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, here we go then. We need to complete this list. Can Leah help us? Hello, how are you?
Good, hey.
All right, good. All right, Leah, come on. You can help us complete this list. What are we missing?
I think Kelly Rowland and Nick Grimshaw.
Oh, yeah, Kelly Rowland. Yes, yeah.
And Nick Grimshaw, yeah. I feel like was only on it maybe for like a wet week.
I think he might be the Shane Ward lookalike.
I remember Kelly's nails always looked fab on it. I'm raging, I forgot her now.
Kelly was at number 8. Well done.
Oh, brilliant.
Well done. And that's it. The top 10 Tuesday list complete. You said Nick Grimshaw. He was there at number 11. He was there in 2015, right? So we'll just go to number 15 just
go
to
on.
Get this
top
out
15
of everyone's
Tuesday.
Mind. Top 15 Tuesday. Rita Ora was full-time in 2015.
I never would have got that.
Oh, no. Ida Fields in 2018.
No
Ada
idea.
Fields.
Who? Williams'
wife. Ah, very
Brandon.
Good.
Okay. Then Robbie came in after her in 2018.
Oh, no. Did
went in full-time. And then finally in 2018, Louis Tomlinson.
Oh,
really?
So no Shane Ward.
No Shane Ward.
He was never a judge.
And no Rylan.
And no Rylan.
Rylan would have done the backstage stuff, I think.
Yeah,
would
maybe.
He would have been
Extra
like the
factor.
New Anton Deck, kind of.
Yeah, maybe.
He would have got maybe what Caroline Flack's job
yes.
was.
Yes, yeah.
Leah, thank you so much for completing that list for us. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thanks so much, Leah.
Thank you.
Bye.
I also need to apologise to you, Fiona, because Ablisa was X Factor. It was not
Britain's
Got Talent.
I knew it.
And that was the Natalie Imbruglia one, wasn't it?
Who are you? Can I just ask?
There was 13 hosts of the Extra Factor, which was the backstage show.
Oh my God, next week's Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, yeah.
No, Ollie Burrs, Stephen Mulhern and Caroline Flack, then I'm out.
Stephen Mulhern never did it.
Did Anton Deck never do it?
He never did Extra Factor.
No, because he did backstage Britain's Got Talent.
Sorry, what about Laura Whitmore? She never did.
Laura Whitmore did the jungle one. I'm a celebrity. Get out. Okay. Get me
oh
out here
God.
Now.
I'd say I wouldn't. I yeah. wouldn't get. I'd,
but did Anton Deck do it?
No, they're main hosts. They're not sideshow
Sorry,
hosts.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, my God.
One thing.
They did
so
the
who else is on that list?
Britain's Got Talent. You
know, no, we'll do Extra Factor in a couple of weeks, so
we
it goes
won't
out
get
of your mind.
No, because
I can
the
only
thing
do
about
two.
It is, Callum, a lot of those presenters wouldn't even be that famous now of Extra Factor.
No, there would be. I'll go through that. Ben Shepherd.
No, never would have got him.
Fern Cotton.
No,
yeah.
Holly Willoughby.
Oh yeah.
Connie Hook,
don't
she used
know.
To do Peter. No. Caroline Flack, Ollie Murs, Matt Richardson, Rochelle Humes, Melvin O'Doom, Roman Kemp, Rylan Clark.
Roman Kemp did Extra Factor.
Rylan Clark and Matt Edmondson.
Guys, can we just say golden age of television?
Gold.
Never, never been topped.
No.
So good.
We're going to sing Shane Ward.
This is brand new music from Doechii, teaming up with SZA. It's called Girl Get Up. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Honestly, I just could listen to SZA in particular all day. Just
so
that
good.
Angelic voice. It puts you to sleep, even though it's a rap song. It's very,
it's very vibey.
Voice.
It's very shake your hips in a cool way, which I can't do, but it's available to anyone who can move,
which
in
is
that
nice
way.
And it's also available to people who actually want to get up, but I'm happy chilling.
No, I'll have a sit down for myself now. Thank you.
I think it's a really bad song.
Dave,
you have no taste. It's important to mention.
What don't you like about it?
I just feel like there's no flow in it.
I think it's giving flow.
Is it giving flow?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I'll listen to it again.
Well, we started from the top and you can
yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, big news.
Mm-hmm.
I have been added to a golf group chat.
Ooh. No way.
Pretty big news.
Well done.
To be fair,
you're posting a lot of TikToks of the golfing, and a lot of the TikToks, you're not really very good.
I am atrocious at golf.
Why are you posting them?
I'm. To be honest, I'm posting them, and you can check them out at Mr. David Hammond on
Ooh.
TikTok. I'm posting them to. I want to continue to practice and get really good.
Yeah.
So that I can look back at how crap I was.
That's
and
cool.
See
That's
how
great.
Long, and then other people can see how long it takes.
Yeah.
Now, it'll probably take me years.
No, but I really respect. I gave it a big like there. I was like, fair play to him because he's not hitting every ball as well as he'd like to now.
But see,
you're rubbish, mate.
The interesting thing was the first video. This is the thing about golf, is what I've learned. The first video that I posted, which was a couple of weeks ago, was for my lesson.
Yeah.
And I was genuinely really, really good. I was really happy. I was hitting the ball really, really well. The next week, I went to go and practice what I learned in my lesson, which is what you're meant to do. Go and practice. And I couldn't hit the ball for the life of me. I was like, I rang Pippa after and I was like, oh, I'm just in bad form now. And I was like, oh my God, I'm finally one of those people who gets in bad form because they've had a bad day at golf.
Golf,
my
yeah.
God, my life is easy. Anyway, so I was doing that and, but now I've been added to the golf group chat because my mates are mad into golf and they said, right, finally come out. So they put it into the group chat, golf on Saturday, weather permitting, ? And now
Cute.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh,
I've never played on a course before. I've only done the driving range.
Oh,
I don't think
fun.
I'm ready.
I know for a fact that, say, for example, like Jack wouldn't be like a very good. He'd say that himself.
Yeah.
I'm not like whatever. But over Christmas, him and my brother-in-law and one of the lads went golfing. And like, I think my brother-in-law is quite good and the other two lads are grand. And they had fun. And they came home and got obsessed with their play and wanted to do it again. But like, you don't have to be.
It's a game for me though that's probably not good for me because I'm such an anxious person because I feel like I can't go because I'll keep everyone behind. And it'll be like, right, let's tee off.
Stop.
And everyone will hit their ball and it'll go straight and I'll go to the M50. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but they've probably seen your TikToks and been like, here, let's add Dave in. He needs help. And they probably all have a separate WhatsApp group being like, right, when Dave joins on Saturday, we'll be going a bit slower than we usually do. We'll be giving him a chance now.
Yeah.
They're probably ready.
I wonder.
You all have to enter it that way.
I don't even have a putter.
I don't know this lingo
we don't
at
know what
all.
That is.
Say, for example, if you're going to do 9 holes, they're probably like, give the time as if we're going to do the 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so you think I should do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Stick to your guns.
Have fun.
I'm nervous.
Be a brave boy.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.